This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I can't believe this is happening. This is like, seriously, look up upon the horizon. There should be four horsemen riding towards us because the apocalypse is upon us.
Dinosaurs are warring.
Yes, cracks in the earth.
Yes.
Steve watched.
I know.
The Oscars.
I know, not all of it. Just a real small little sample, just a little morsel, but yeah,
hold
I
on,
did.
Slacker, did you watch?
So you know how we had the time change?
Yeah.
So I lost an hour over the weekend. I didn't want to lose an extra 4 hours.
Fair. I was like, very fair.
Losing the 1 hour was all the hours I was willing to give up.
Smart.
This particular weekend. I'm like, nope!
T-Hack, did you?
I was sitting on the couch with my wife, and she goes, oh, the Oscars are tonight? And I went, huh.
Yeah. And then you went back to Love After Lockup.
So that was... Oh, my God. That is such a perfect. It's like, don't engage because you're afraid if you're like, they are. Then it's like, oh, you want to watch? And then you're in that trap. Like you're like yeah. In the office Mexican standoff. You got the guns on each other. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to watch. Do you want to watch? Or do you not want to watch? Do you? Wait, what do you? Yeah.
Yeah. No. She didn't realize. She saw on Instagram that they were going on. So we didn't watch.
Okay.
Did you watch?
No.
Okay.
Wait, what?
I saw clips afterwards, like John Cena naked, had to look at that. But that was it.
You're the only estrogen. You're the majority of the estrogen in this room. I just pegged you. And you're such a...
Wait.
Like, you're not... What?
You just did... Okay, never mind. Anyway,
no,
yeah.
No, right. I did it you. Like,
no, you said you pegged, and I'm like, wait.
Okay,
what?
No, I mean, I pegged you. No, jeez. Oh, okay. We are off the rails.
Maybe I should have watched.
We need to let people in on the like behind-the-scenes crap, because 2 seconds ago, Erin started a wet t-shirt contest in the studio, so it's hard to look at her.
Sorry, guys.
There is that.
What did you do?
I was drinking my water bottle.
I wouldn't call what you just did. Well, drinking.
It hit everywhere but my mouth.
The gravity just pulled it all down.
Yeah, there's the gravity's thick up in this room.
It is.
So there's water everywhere. We're yes. Trying to go on the radio.
Just on me, for the record.
But like, you are a person who's like, you know all the trends on TikTok.
Yeah.
You know all the, so why did you?
And you're more into the movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why would you not
be the person with the note list of movies I'm behind on?
Yeah, but yeah. I thought you were behind on old movies, like the classics, but I thought like new
movies.
It's kind
movies. Of all of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know anything, like I don't think I've seen a single movie that's up.
Yeah.
Barbie, Oppenheimer.
Didn't watch either. I watched half of Barbie.
I tried Oppenheimer.
Was one for Spider-Man. Across the Spider-Verse, the second one.
The second one?
Yeah.
I saw that.
There you go.
Oppenheimer wouldn't end. I mean, I know the real story, but the damn movie just kept going. It wouldn't end.
I'm trying
like,
to figure
well,
out.
Blow this thing up.
I'm turning TX mic off so he doesn't pun this. Sorry. Okay. Well, it's just a nuclear war and it ended the... Never mind.
Oh.
And it's like, oh, it's a good thing that it dropped a bomb on it.
That would have... That,
yeah,
that was,
yeah, just something that's the... No, TX. Oh my God, let's all go to the grip. So you actually, of all the people in this room...
The last person you would
if
think.
If BetMGM were doing odds
you're
on
right.
Who in the Slacker and Steve studio would have watched even 1 second of the Oscars,
you're right.
It would not be you.
I absolutely have never cared what this group of people and their opinions of this group of people's art is. I just don't care.
You know what? Normally, your curmudgeonly view on things like this, I would disagree with, but you said it just now in a way that I do agree with. It because it's because I think art is subjective, because I think the Pixies are the worst band ever, but the Pixies have this huge fan base and it's like, hey man, if you like them, you're allowed to like them.
Yeah.
And like, they're never going to win an award for, or they're going to win all the awards because they're gonna be like, oh my God, isn't it great how their guitars are out of tune? It's like, no, that's not great, but that's my opinion.
Right.
And like, same with movies. It's like, the years that, like, whatever, Mission Impossible 18 is the number one draw at the box office, it's up for zero Academy Awards, and you're like, hold up. Like, in the Grammys, Taylor Swift wins. She's the most popular, and she wins. Like, why aren't the movies like that?
Yeah.
Because half the time,
they vote for them, you can, like, vote for your friends, right? It's like the...
Is that what it is?
The Academy is kind of fake, where it's, yeah, very... There's ulterior motives.
100%. Because then there was years where it's like all these films were winning. There was that year that weird, was it a Japanese film? And I tried, like, bought it and then sat down to watch it. And I heard it's great, but it's super subtitled. And I'm like, you don't understand the way I, like, if I, you know me, if I sit down and read, I'm falling asleep. Even if I'm reading a movie, like, I can't do that.
And you know the Academy, if it's got Elizabethan costumes, if it has subtitles, you know that damn movie's going to win something.
Yes.
And in the modern, with what's going on now with the Oscars, I don't look for talent anymore. I look for who's, like, the biggest minority among the people, who's got the biggest...
but didn't Oppenheimer win everything last night?
Just about. They missed one category, I think, but Nolan won.
Chris Nolan won?
He shouldn't have. That movie never ends. Anyway, but...
Chris Nolan won?
The main actor guy...
Cillian?
Killian.
Robert
Is
Downey.
It Killian?
It's Killian.
Killian won. It's Robert okay. Downey Jr. won.
Robert Downey Jr.'s in Oppenheimer?
Yeah.
Dude, you have no idea how many people, it took like half a movie, were like, oh my God, that's Robert Downey Jr. Most people didn't know he was in that
I didn't
thing.
Know he was in it just from a, like, they never marketed him as being in it.
He did not look like himself.
Oh, really?
It was pretty impressive, and he ended up winning.
So he won, like, Best Supporting or something?
Supporting, yeah.
Okay.
So here's what they did different, and it caught me off guard, and I tuned in just at the right time. It was the, not the main actress, it was the second, what's the?
Supporting?
Supporting.
That one.
Okay.
Okay, so what they did is, all of a sudden they had these cover things that went up into the air, and it reveals a human being standing there. They had someone that was, the person that announced the winner was the winner from last year.
Okay.
And if there's four people that are up for an award, they had four people come out, and it was their friends of the nominee that wrote a little thing about... I'm not explaining this correctly. I don't know how to...
Hold on. Like...
Oh, there's four of us in this room.
Okay.
We're all up for an award. Then they revealed Aaron's person. Aaron's person came out. It was someone that was up for it last year.
And they read something nice about Aaron.
And then they did one for T-Hack. They would do one for you. They would do one for me. And then the main person that had the envelope, they were the winner of that category last year.
Okay.
So that's what they did different. And they you didn't know it was coming. And they did the reveal. And you see these four actresses standing there with Jamie Lee Curtis. You're going, what the hell's going on?
Oh, because Jamie Lee won last year.
So then she announced the winner for this year. So they all did a little thing. And I'm like, wow, but what they wrote was so unbelievably awesome. What's her name? Krasinski's wife.
Emily Blunt.
Blunt. She was so overwhelmed, she couldn't even look anymore because she wanted to start crying.
I don't know if the rest of the room agrees with me, but I feel that we should have a new entertainment feature that is just Steve.
No.
Because he knows nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
About any of it. So his feature's like, so last night on, I don't know what channel it was.
Exactly.
ESPN. Yeah, ESPN. There was this guy, kind of tall, Tom Brady. Tom Brady. Well, he literally has zero information.
Zero knowledge, zero
so
what's going.
Answer this question.
Yeah.
Did you emote?
So the ladies were getting emotional, and what they wrote was so unbelievably awesome that I think I started, tears were welling. I didn't cry.
You think?
They were welling up. They didn't spill over and fall down. They just stayed in my eye sockets.
All right, we're going to get cameras set up in your house.
No.
The new Steve Entertainment Report starts tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.